Hello everyone, I'm Anurag Wagh and moving on to chapter 9, which is measuring and effectiveness. Now, advertising as an investment and not just creativity. Advertising must deliver impact on awareness, perception, engagement and sales. Creative storytelling alone is just not enough nowadays because the outcomes of your campaign determine success. Example is when British Airways, their first or one of the few earlier digital campaigns, they blended emotion plus a relevant offer. The result was that a 3.9 million view video, which led to global awards and high emotion connection. The result was a 3.9 million plus views, which won many global awards and it had a high emotional quotient. This shows that the ad must create both connection and measurable. What are the characteristics of a successful advertisement? Strong visual appeal that captures attention quickly. The target should hit obviously the right audience. This backs up the promise with credible, trustworthy claims, and it presents the selling proposition to be clear, logical, and in a sequence. But appearances do not measure success. Effectiveness still needs measurement. And why measurement matters and what to measure. This success depends on understanding whether objectives were met, not just views. Digital metrics like clicks, likes often become misleading vanity measures. ROI alone is incomplete. High ROI can come from small, low impact budgets. Both quantitative and qualitative factors need to evaluate campaigns. So you have to remember that not everything that counts can be counted, but you got to measure what truly reflects impact. Let's look at the KPI ladder, moving from vanity to business impact. At the base level, vanity metrics are likes, clicks, impressions. This is activity, not impact. At the mid-level, engagement metrics, these are shares, comments, and time spent. Because once it's valuable and once it drives opinion, then it becomes an engagement metric. The higher level is conversion metrics, leads, signups, purchases. But at the top level, there is the business impact metrics. This is revenue, CLV, market share, and brand equity. The planner's role here is to guide teams to evaluate campaigns using meaningful KPIs, not just superficial ones. Now, why advertising objectives matter? Let's take a look. See, effective advertising begins with clear, specific objectives, not broad intentions. You can't launch a hair gel on Instagram saying that it's for all men. That would be a wrong start to your campaign. You need to start with targeting men of a certain age who are still using hair gel, who still are at that phase in life where they want to experiment with their looks, etc., etc. Especially you need to target people with hair. That's important, of course. But how do you come to all this? See, this is by setting objectives. Because objectives guide whether the ad should sell any idea, build image, or drive purchase. The answer here is for two core questions. Who to influence and what to communicate. Advertising objectives differ from marketing goals. Advertising focuses on attitudes, awareness, and message impact. These are the examples of advertising objectives. It's to make, you know, a consumer more favorable towards a product, build or strengthen a brand image and personality. This has happened with me personally with Samsung. My experience with other phone beyond earlier was different. I have used a Sony, LG, OnePlus, all those. But my attitude towards Samsung changed after using a secondhand phone for the first time. And I thought, man, if this phone is secondhand, like I would definitely invest in a brand new phone. And that's happened. I've been a Samsung user now since 2022. So that is how, you know, Samsung has turned me more favorable towards their product. Another objective is to communicate a product's unique value or differentiation. First of all, the quality, the build quality of Samsung, its camera quality, and its regular support for Android is something that attracts me to Samsung. Another advertising objective is to reduce the negative perceptions or misconceptions. Another advertising objective is to reduce negative perceptions or misconceptions, and also to strengthen brand, and also to strengthen brand loyalty and reinforce value for money. Here are the categories of ad campaign objectives, you know, awareness, consideration, and conversion. Awareness is when you introduce the brand product to reach people who are unfamiliar with it. Consideration is to encourage information, search, interest, and evaluation. Conversion to motivate the consumer to act, either purchase, sign up, or trial, and also, you know, to upsell. The wrong category misaligns expectations and reduces effectiveness, obviously. Now, what is the role of the account planner in setting the objective? The planner ensures objectives are realistic, measurable, and align with all team expectations. The success parameters must be set before strategy and SWOT analysis, not after that. The clear objectives help avoid wasted effort and unclear creative direction. They act as the compass for both creative and strategic decisions throughout the entire campaign. Here are the methods for evaluating advertising effectiveness. They track sales trends, new consumer growth, inquiries about the store, or web traffic. Let's look at one more factor, which is one needs to compare sales before, during, and after the campaign to see the real impact. That's where you're going to get the real numbers. One has to ask customers how they heard about the business to identify effective channels. Although I don't think people are realistically doing that. When you get that question, how did you hear about us? You click on the first one that comes to your mind and you forward, right? So that is something that we have to consider when evaluating advertising effectiveness. Using of coupon codes or incentives to trace response sources. I think GPay does a very good job with this when it comes to their rewards program and their scratch cards. This is how a lot of brands are getting on my radar, at least. Then one has to recognize delayed effects. Ads may not show results immediately. Message testing and when it happens. Message research tests whether ads will achieve communication objectives is to be seen. You know, pre-testing is very common, but most agencies test ads before national release. Advertising can be tested at four stages. At the copy development stage, you know, you narrate the copy to somebody and see how they feel about it. The rough stage, final production stage, and post-evaluation stage. This is very important once you get into the production of an ad, or this is very important because once you get into the production of an ad or a campaign, you have to test it out with not just your teammates, but people from outside, even your family and friends, if the agency permits it. Then another thing that you remember when message testing is that no single measure works best. It is a mix which is required to judge message effectiveness. Let's go to rational versus emotional messages and planner evaluation. So rational appeals focus on features, benefits, comparisons, price, and news. Emotional appeals to feelings such as joy, fear, nostalgia, pride, and comfort. The most effective ads, they combine functional plus emotional meaning. The planner must ensure the ad is consistent with the objectives and strategy, appropriate for the target audience, the media environment, etc. This clear, convincing, truthful, and very straightforward communication, and should not, one needs to have clear, convincing, truthful, and the creative should not overshadow the execution. Overview: the techniques of measuring advertising success. Advertising is evaluated before, during, and after the campaign. Measurement here ensures that creative work is effective, relevant, and aligned with objectives. Evaluation here reveals whether the campaign has influenced awareness, attitudes, and behavior. Because now both qualitative and quantitative methods are used to assess success. Let's look at pre-campaign measurement. Pre-tests examine consumer motivations and category before creative development. Helps define brand-specific insights that help strategy and messaging. This provides a benchmark for creative teams to know what consumers expect. Now, again, I'll take the example of La Liga. I had to make my La Liga, which is Spanish football, creatives into Malayalam, translate them into Malayalam, and not just transliterate, but from an emotional point of view, translate them, because we had clear feedback that the Kerala market is responding well to our creatives. We have to ensure and align very quickly between brand goals and our consumer needs. The mid-campaign evaluation, pre-testing. Pre-testing evaluates rough or finished creatives before large-scale releases. They identify strong ads and flag those unlikely to underperform. They can also help you and offer guidance to refine execution and improve future commercials. We realized in a lot of our football promos that Barcelona players were doing a little better than Real Madrid players during a La Liga campaign. So in the footage, we were asked to add more of La Liga players like Lewandowski. That's how that works. Now, nothing is, of course, foolproof. You know, pre-testing cannot perfectly predict on-air success. That's the one thing that we have noticed in most of our campaigns at Jio. Now, post-campaign measurement and tracking studies. See, post-test, you know, they analyze how ads perform after going live. The tracking studies through various tools available for the content planner, they measure changes, awareness, attitudes, interests, and brand perceptions. Now, these can be continuous. You can do it at whatever time you want. And also, they help evaluate media spends, recall, attribute perception, and advertising claims, most importantly. What is continuous versus pulse tracking? Pulse tracking is precise before and after comparisons. It aligns with media flights, with how much your bursts are, at what time they're going in. Then limitation. It's whether you come to know whether it's unsuitable for fast-moving categories, vulnerable to market fluctuations. Those are examples. Then continuous tracking. Here, the ongoing results are smooth and short-term disturbances. This allows better modeling of relationships among media spend, tracking metrics, and sales. Now, additional evaluation techniques are as so. These are consumer diaries. They track brand switches, media usage, promotions, exposure. Then there are various pantry checks. You have to actually verify actual purchases and brand presence at home. This again is, you know, a very audit kind of activity, a very audit kind of function. While these things require minimal effort, you know, we do manage to capture actual consumer behavior. Now, it is also very useful for understanding whether the advertising reaches the right audience at various parts of the campaign. Let's look at MMM, marketing mix modeling, a little more in detail. MMM, like we know and we've discussed before in other chapters, uses historic sales marketing data to quantify the impact of each marketing element. Regression models, they identify effectiveness, efficiency, and ROI of media and promotions. They help in optimizing market spend via what-if simulations and scenario planning. They also highlight which activities drive sales and how contributions shift year over year. Now, what is copy testing? Copy testing evaluates the entire advertisement. Message, visuals, colors, layout across media. This is divided into before test, which is pre-release suitability, and after test, post-release suitability or effectiveness rather. This ensures that the ad is understandable, persuasive, whether it meets its goals, whether it's talking about the right thing. And this is mainly because you want to spend the right money at the right time. And you don't want to do a major spend and commit to a major spend. This helps planners create refined messaging based on consumer reactions and benchmarks. Now, before test methods, there's something like a consumer jury. This target consumers review rough ads and express preference on readability, appeal, and persuasion. It assumes at least one version will be stronger and more engaging. Then there's rating scales. Ads rated against predefined standards or criteria, sometimes outweighed by importance. These are also commonly used by agencies for quick and comparative evaluation. Portfolio tests. Multiple ads placed in a portfolio or a dummy magazine. The respondents read and later recall them. The level of recall indicates the copy strength and memorability. After test methods. These are recognition tests. Measure whether the readers noticed, associated, or read most of a print. Recognition tests. These measure whether readers noticed, associated, or read most of a printed ad. This produces noted, seen associated, and read most scores to assess visibility and engagement. Now, what is a recall test? It's whether respondents recall ads after reading a test magazine and tested via next day interviews. It also measures the recall of the product name, message, and attitudes towards the end. Sales test. Attempt to link advertising to changes in sales while isolating other influences factors. These are useful but challenging due to multiple external variables as to where the consumers are and whether we can reach them, whether we can see how they're using it. So this is a bit complicated. What is the planner's role here and what are the PAC principles? Let's take a look. A planner's responsibility here is to decide whether copy testing is needed for the project, because obviously that is an added cost. Then it is to define the objectives, methods, and application of the copy testing results. The PAC principles, guidelines for good copy. It needs to measure with the advertising objective, of course. Beforehand, we have to agree on how the results will be used, use multiple measures of effectiveness. Then one has to base test it on human communication response models. Also, it kind of ensures consistent execution level, unbiased exposure, correct sample definition, and proven reliability and validity. What is the framework for measuring digital ad success? Digital ad measurement is driven by data-driven, powered by real-time dashboards and AI. The success metrics depend entirely on campaign objectives set by the planner. These platforms classify goals into awareness, consideration, and conversion. Now here, each category, it comes with their own KPIs, optimization signal, and cost metrics. Let's take a look at awareness, consideration, and conversion KPIs. The awareness objectives here are brand awareness, reach, impressions, and share of voice. The consideration objectives here are traffic, engagement, app installs, video views, leads, etc. on your social media that you can, you know, analyze all your content with. The messages CTR, the cost per engagement, and of course, the conversion objectives, like did the conversions happen? Did it translate to catalog sales, store traffic? What was the return on ad spends and customer acquisition cost? The attribution model now in the digital era. Consumers convert after multiple touch points, not one. This is very clear because now the campaign has to be at various touch points. The attribution models here, they assign credit scores. Now, attribution models here assign credit scores across the journey to show true channel value. What are the common models? First interaction, credit to first touch. Last interaction, the credit to the final touch. Linear, time decay, position based. These are all various models in the digital area. Then there are advanced options like data-driven attribution, in which AI comes in very handy, and hybrid models for customized paths. Now, measuring video advertising success. What are the core metrics? Views, impressions, engagements, you know, what is the average view duration, completion rate, the indicate strength, content strength, how do you figure that out when you're measuring video advertising success? The audience retention now shows where the viewers are dropping off, view through conversions, captured delayed actions, even without click. There's cost per completed view also, that's another metric, helps to evaluate efficiency across platforms. Now, website and performance metrics, GA4 and digital tools. These are for online sales, web form leads, live chat leads. These also kind of, there are metrics like SEO traffic, page per views, and time spent on the site. Your traffic sources are different, like direct, referral, organic, and social. The overall traffic growth is like a key campaign health indicator. The bounce rate lower is equal to better engagement. Then new versus returning sessions to assess audience quality. Foundations of a better advertising. Let's take a look at them. Effective advertising requires collaboration between client, agency, planner, and research partners. The client here must define a sound brand strategy in the beginning to clarify the advertiser's role and to set precise communication objectives. The strategy should be locked and rarely changed once validated through testing, because once it's done, then going back becomes a big hassle and it adds extra cost. Creative executions now must be developed against the strategy and pre-tested with the target audience. Foundations of better advertising. The greater the number of pre-tested executions, the higher the chances of discovering breakthrough ideas. Campaigns now need a long-term continuity to to maximize effectiveness. This you can see in a lot of Instagram ads for a brand named Perfora. They're just not leaving my feed, you know, and I'm actually now considering buying it just to try it out, because it's just their marketing spend is so high. It is so consistently aimed towards me. I don't know whether, you know, how they're getting the data that I'm even interested in teeth whitening, because I'm really not. But it seems like a very aggressive, long-term strategy that they have. Testing, optimization, and continuous improvement. You know, when you use one consistent pre-testing system, it's better so all partners can now learn how to interpret results accurately. Then there is early stage testing, storyboard, animatics, and this is often how highly predictive, you know, ad performance can be tested. They combine multiple variables like brand recall, persuasion, noticeability, long-term equity impact, and they are finally composite into one score using mathematical models. Testing, optimization, and continuous improvement to continue. We aim for continuous improvement, not strategy changes. The ultimate goal is to build a repeatable success formula, ensuring key ideas that are consistent when they are communicated across all executions. Thank you.